coordinate this program, because it's not an easy program. It's a huge program that needs to be dealt with. But we are actually committing ourselves that we will take that responsibility. And when we make a presentation on the plan, we would be happy if the portfolio committee could give suggestion in terms of how we can deal with this thing, because you've given us very good advice in the past, which made us to even say that we are coming to present an audit report which is unqualified. We've taken your inputs into consideration, and that actually assisted us a lot. And on this task, we would like that guidance, and we are available also to participate in the seminar that you're going to be organizing in November. I don't know if I have dealt with all the questions, but let me ask the CFO to answer some of the questions. I'll also check if I've dealt with all of them.
Okay, thank you, Chair. I think the Secretary has answered the question relating to low spending or slow spending within M&E. Maybe just to also add to the post that were asked to say maybe to which programs do they belong. I know for a fact that maybe about five of those posts relate to finance, and most of those posts will be more clerical posts. And in particular, they relate to the implementation of the financial systems within the department, which is logis. I can clearly say that because those people were appointed towards the end of the first quarter, so the work only started during the second quarter. So we have been in interaction with Treasury and CETA to an extent that already by now our space within logis has been created for CSPS. That space has been created for us to implement our logis. And what we've been doing as the department since then, we've actually created the necessary codes which will enable the department to procure, that is, building the infrastructure for logis within the department. So that work is we are currently busy with, and we're hoping that by the third quarter, so because we're going to decentralize some of this procurement work, particularly to the PAs within the different programs. So what we're then going to do is to identify all the necessary users of logis, because it won't be everybody. So the work that going forward to the third and fourth quarter is to identify the necessary users and then send them out for training. So hopefully by the end of the financial year, so all that work would be done. Then come the 1st of April, the system will be full and running.
Secretary?
Yes, the report on the provinces implementing the CPF guidelines. By the time the report came, it was already the second quarter. So we have the report, but it missed the deadline because it has to be signed off. And our internal audit is very strict in terms of the evidence regarding that. But the report is there. And one of the issues that it's showing is that in Northwest and Northern Cape, the guidelines that are there, they are struggling in terms of implementing the CPF guidelines due to issues about resources and the support from stations. But once we receive that, that's when we actually go to provinces to see how we can support them to overcome those challenges. Thank you.
Members, we will go to the next round. I'm going to restrict myself to one because we've got still reports to adopt, but I'll give the other members opportunity. My question is, I think it was yesterday, I think whether it was on the Mshlongo or on Marke, raised the issue of silos. Now, I think we've listened to the relationship between yourself and the Secretariat, but your relationship with SAPS. Now, if you evaluate since 1994 the relationship between the Secretariat and SAPS, that is an interesting story. But the dilemma is, if the Secretariat is not on the front foot and leading, SAPS can observe those functions. Now, we saw yesterday with the issue of research, where SAPS is also now focusing on research, demilitarization, on a certain path, and it's really your core business. I just want to know, in Trinity, within the ministry or the Department of Police, and there's understanding from SAP side, what exactly is the core role of the Secretariat? I just want to know the relationship between yourselves and SAPs. Can you maybe just indicate, is there understanding of the role of the Secretariat? Do they see it as extended ministry? I just want to get a sense, because that's very important. The Secretariat must do civilian oversight. Now, we know the constraints and the issues, and hopefully in the next year or two, you will get the structure and the staff. But I just want to know whether there's an understanding from SAP side, what is exactly the role of the Secretariat? Alderman Bele?
Thanks, Chair. I didn't get a response on my question about feedback highlights on the IGR assessment on the implementation of the white paper on safety and security. So if I can just get that, please. But then my new question for this round, which is actually linked to that, is to get clarity on the consultation process that happens in that same sort of area, because I just checked during the last round with a couple of people. It seems that the mayoral committee members for safety and security in Nelson Mandela Bay and in Cape Town are unaware of this joint task team for the implementation of the single police service model. Now, I understand that sometimes interdepartmental consultation happens amongst officials, so it's not to say that the political office bearer is aware of all details, but certainly any feedback that comes from local governments or provincial departments has to be signed off by the executive authority, and so that's why I want to check whether there's a comprehensive consultation approach that, in receiving the feedback for the IGR assessments, it's been signed off and has touched base with all relevant stakeholders. If I can just get some clarity on that, please.
Thank you. Honourable Colonel Barnard.
Thanks, Chair. Just two from me. Well done on your implementation of 24 out of the 27 audit findings by the Auditor General. What are the four outstanding ones? If you could detail those, please. And could you also explain why it was that you excluded two performance indicators in this report, one being the number of customer satisfaction survey reports approved by the Secretary per year for this quarter, and secondly, the number of monitoring reports on police stations' implementation of the school safety protocol as approved by the Secretary per year, two in the second quarter, one in the fourth. Now, you need to report progress to date and indicate whether you're going to meet these quarterly targets. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Any other member? Thank you very much. Members, that's the final round. Thank you. Secretary?
Thank you, Honourable Chair. The South African Police Service does not understand, or they don't want to understand, the role of the Civilian Secretariat. In the last financial year, at the MINMEC meeting, there was a resolution that we need to go and present to SAPS management the role of the Civilian Secretariat, because they choose not to want to understand its role. It's only when it suits them that they would say, no, they understand. It's a struggle. We tried to actually put our agenda on that top management meeting of SAPS, and every time it was cancelled at the last meeting. We
Maybe put this one on and check that one off.
earlier. Thank you. So it's an issue, and also at our HOD meeting we have discussed it. We have developed a document that it's ready to go and present to SAPS. We have to give feedback to MINMEC. Unfortunately, the meeting of MINMEC was postponed. So it's a problem. That's why they would encroach on the areas that we're involved in. Because our approach in terms of working with SAPS is that of working as partners, because we are not there to find faults and after that we leave. We also have to say, here are the problems. This is how we should work together to actually resolve them. So it's a major issue. But recently, with the new minister, because our every Tuesday top management meeting, the reports are going. SAPS will give their reports, and we do our reports. And that seemed to work at that level, but in other levels, it's a different ball game. The IGR research report that we have done, we can arrange. I think we sent a report to the, if I'm not mistaken. But we have that draft report. Last time I asked the Chief Director of Policy and Research to also send the report so that it can be shared with Parliament. Issues that we found there is that because of the issue of the independence of local government, they see the issue about implementation of CSFs as an unfunded mandate. It's not their role. And some of them, one of the issues that have been also identified is that, do we have to call these forums CSFs, or could they be called by any other name and you will still be achieving the same thing? Because a number of municipalities, they've got the safety programs that they implement, but they don't call it that. And that's one of the issues that comes out of that report. It also highlights the role of the COCTA in terms of assisting us in making sure that we facilitate that process. Because some of the things, to establish anything in local government, it needs a council resolution. And in provinces like Limpopo, where the MEC has taken full responsibility, working very closely with the local government, they've managed to establish CSFs in all the municipalities. And in the last meeting that we had, where this issue was presented to the HODs, there was a discussion and a decision that maybe we should look into the Limpopo model and try to implement this very stringent consultative process that they undergo, and there's budget that is actually allocated to deal with those issues, which is another problem where you don't have budgets to deal with this issue. But we can give a detailed presentation to the portfolio committee if we are required to do that.
Chair, sorry, can I just ask Mr. Appiah to repeat in summary the reason why Limpopo has gone the furthest in establishing CSFs? I missed that, and I just want to capture it for the sake of learning.
Limpopo has got the department, safety department, has got a budget that is allocated specifically for that. And the MEC meets with all the provinces, the mayors, to discuss how that needs to be implemented. There's buy-in that is actually initiated from all the municipalities, which ended up in them establishing all the CSFs in the province. The consultation on the single police service. Can I get the details so that we have a list in terms of, and then I can send it through the content advice. I don't have the details of who was consulted, but what I know that is that the consultation is taking place at official level. We have requested that the HODs must assist us in making sure that we can have access to council level, but it's at official level. I will get the information in terms of that, and then we can send it.
Yes. Thank you. On issues relating to those external AGs recommendations or maybe findings which were not fully resolved as at the end, this will relate to payment of suppliers within 30 days, which is the department. You might be aware that as the department has been working on manual system on without logis, so we've been having a challenge on that area. To an extent that maybe just to share maybe progress thus far, even during the first quarter of the current financial year, I think we had about, which was a big improvement from the last financial year, we had about 87% during the first month that was paid within 30 days, but that again relates to the fact that as much as Treasury has got CSD, but because we are working manually, so the bank details were not fully integrated with our system, so we might find that after we procure that, when we try to pay that supplier, and then the bank details of that supplier are not clearly happening to the system that we are having, so that is what. But I can report to say that as at the end of August, out of about 347 payments that we made as a department, only one payment was made later than 30 days. And the reason for that to happen, we established the service provider had delivered some furniture related matters, and then there were some partitions that were needed to be put in the desk to separate the people. So we found that they didn't deliver although they issued us with the invoice, they had not delivered all the partition instruments. So for that reason, then the payment, then the invoice was kept, and then we paid only after they've delivered the last partitions. And then, but when we asked them to reissue another invoice, then they didn't want to reissue the other invoice. So then we had to pay it. So that is how we ended up. The other finding will be a finding relating to the implementation of logis, which I've just elaborated to say how much progress we've made since that's fine in terms of implementation of logis. The other relates to some irregular expenditures, one of which relates to, as much as we rely on central supply database, which is done by the National Treasury. But that system has got the problem of identifying anybody that is not under DPSA, you know, your municipal employees and the employees that belong to the public entities. So they're not, because here what happened is that AG claimed that we have procured, procurement from other officials, but these officials are not within the national spheres or the provincial. These officials are from the public entities and the municipalities. So the system is not able to pick up those people. So that was one of the findings to say that we procured from, we did business with officials, but then they belong. The other one related to the procurement that we made with government printers. Government printers, it so happened that it was the cheapest service provider for whatever thing that we procured. But then, because they were not recognized in terms of BEE, they didn't have the 20 points for the BEE. And then we put a deviation to say that why must we procure from them? But then AG didn't recognize that deviation. But we've since then established an MOU with government printers so that we can be allowed to procure through them. So that is how far it went. Thank you.
Is that all the responses?
Yes, I just want to indicate, Honorable Chair, that I have finally given him resources for implementation of LOGIS. So we will come with this issue about systems not talking. It will rather be people, not that we don't have. We have people now who are appointed. We can separate responsibilities now clearly. So I think by the end of the year when we come here, we could be saying that LOGIS is now running. It's a process. It takes a while to actually come into run because you have to do step by step until it's finally working.
Members, that's all the questions.
Thank you very much.
Secretary, just an indication that the next engagement with regard to the second quarterly will be on Tuesday, 7 November, and then the Civilian Secretariat will appear before the committee on the 4th of October with regard to the annual report. I think we have noted the progress, but what is quite important that the coordination committees and forums should take place. There shouldn't be postponements. It's an important role that the Civilian Secretariat should play. We are awaiting also legislation coming to us quite soon, and of course other matters raised by the committee members. Thank you very much. Members, we will then go to item 3. We are on page 18 of the report that we still need to finalize, the draft portfolio committee report on the international study tour of the United Kingdom. I think Honourable Bailey yesterday raised issues. We then asked the content advisor and staff to go back. Those changes were done, so we're back on page 16 at 5-4, firearms threat desk. So I just want to inquire whether either all the members has got an updated copy. We're on page 16, in the middle. Yes, Honourable Carabana.
As you know, I wasn't at these two events. I think you have a quorum. But I would ask, thank you. I would ask if I can just make one query first about the schedule, that the first day you'd have starting at 9 o'clock, which would mean I'd have to come in on the Sunday.
Yeah, we're going to deal with the report after this, but I mean...
Do you need me here for this? You need me here, but I wasn't there. Angie says I have to stay.
But on Mokona Barna, the fact that you're staying might work in your favour regarding the Monday starting time. So.
I'm not coming on a Sunday for anybody.
We can maybe start on the Saturday morning.
Oh, don't even start with me.
Right, thank you very much. Members, we're on page 16 in the middle, firearms threat desk. If we can cooperate, we can, I think, make good progress, and then we'll go to the KZN report. So we're on page 16. Members, please rise. If there's any issue on page 16. Just
on that second paragraph under 5.4, to insert A of the seconded. They also have seconded a colleague in Europe permanently.
Thank you very much for that. Anything else on page 16, colleagues? Can we move then to page 17?
Second line on page 17, I think there might be a word missing after crime, centered at the main metro police and the civil organized crime something for combined discussions. I'm not sure if it's meant to be units or...
Disc.
Yeah.
Disc. Thank you very much for that, Honourable Bailey. maybe the last sentence before 5.5, the next stage will the focus on the National Farm Center, which will begin. Is it begin?
Begin.
Yeah. Thank you.
Chair, just the last sentence in the second paragraph talks about they also experience a lot of abuse from the registered firearm owners and licensed owners. I can't remember exactly what that refers to, because the word abuse suggests something in particular, but I'm not sure if that's the meaning that it's trying to convey.
Erwin?
If you remember, Honourable Mr. Mbele, they did say that there was a limit on the amount of firearms that,
yes,
that they could own, the individual license holders,
yeah,
and that they were extending that ownership of different type of firearms, and they were abusing the system. I also don't know what they meant by abusing the system, but that's what they said.
Yeah, maybe then it's a matter of just clarifying that they abused the system. Yeah.
Thank you for that, Ronald Bailey.
Chair, that first line in 5.5, or second sentence, first line, just to change is to are, because it's referring to the units.
Units. Thank you. There are. There you go. Thank you. Maybe the last sentence on that page, the second line, internet security companies and international embedded, maybe there's a word missing of international. The National Cybercrime Unit is putting a lot into partnerships with industry forums, internet security companies and international.
I think it's international companies too, dealing with ICT.
Okay. Right, colleagues, anything else on 17?
Chair, just that last sentence on the first paragraph, the division identifies vulnerabilities, not identify. The last sentence, changing identify to identifies.
Sorry, the last paragraph?
No, sorry, the first paragraph of part 5.5, but the last sentence.
Thank you very much. Members, anything else on 17? Can we move to 18?
18. First paragraph. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6th line. All 24 cyber security specialists.
Thank you, Honorable Molobatsi.
And another one. 5.6. The second paragraph towards the end of it, money laundering task force that monitors all money laundering, not check up on.
Thank you very much, Honorable Molobatsi. Maybe the second last paragraph's first line, that criminal finance bill, not only as a result. There's however great disparity in reporting such transactions from banks, and as a result, the criminal. Colleagues, anything else on 18? Can we move to 19.6, Independent Police Complaints Commission? On page 19, yes. Okay, the last sentence of paragraph 1, they are completely independent of government and of the police.
Yeah, Chairperson.
Yes,
Honourable. The last paragraph, the last sentence. Disciplinary misconduct hearing, and they can take the decision by the police on review. What is that?
Chair, the IPCC, if the police make a decision, they ask the police to investigate if there are complaints against the police. If the police make a decision that the IPCC does not agree with, they can take that decision on review. One significant difference that the IPCC has is that it has the power to direct the police to hold disciplinary misconduct hearings, and they can take the decision by the police on review when it's not satisfied about the outcome. If there is any disagreement, what happens normally is, unlike the IPDA, the IPCC, if I remember correctly, and members can just correct me, the IPCC can actually direct the police to start an investigation, and they can monitor that investigation. And then the police have to take a decision on the disciplinary outcome. And if they disagree with that outcome, the IPCC, they can take that decision on review. Am I correct?
Thank you. Colleagues, anything else on 19? Can we move to 20? Yes, Honourable Malabatsi.
The second paragraph. No. The bullet 7, Association of Police and Crime Commissioners. The second line there. 42 countries. It's counties.
Yes, correct.
Oh, it's correct. Stay with me, I was not there.
Anybody else on page 20? Can we move to page 21? maybe the second paragraph on the 8, that they take care, that is just the scare. You can just delete the S.
Sorry,
yes.
If I can just take us back quickly to page 20.
You're welcome.
And this might be a memory lapse on my part, because it relates to the first line in the second paragraph. Are the police and crime commissioners not elected? Because it says here they're appointed. I thought they were elected.
The crime commissioners are elected?
They're elected, they're not appointed. Yeah. So we need to change that appointed to elected.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The sheriffs in the U.S.
Yeah.
Elected.
Yeah.
I just want to maybe, Honorable Whip of the majority party, your two members, just for the quorum purposes, I see they left. So we must just ensure that our quorum, when we adopt, you know, we've got enough members available. Right, colleagues, we're on page 21. Thank you.
I was not there much. The last paragraph, the investment in central data system has far more benefits.
Then the fourth paragraph on the third line at the end of that paragraph, the data cannot be deleted for 7 years in certain types of crime. It's an I, so I presume it should be in certain types of crime.
Yes, sir. The security.
Yeah, so it's fourth paragraph, also third line. They also do cloud level checking of the security. The security.
Okay.
Honorable Abassi.
Still on 8, 1, 2, 3, 4, the first line of fourth paragraph, include the use of biometrics in facial.
Thank you, Honorable Abassi. Honorable Mushlongu, just your microphone to be for you to be audible.
Okay. I was referring to the first sentence on the last paragraph. That is, should be benefits, not benefits.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thanks a lot for that. The investments in central data system has far more benefits than beanfits. Beanfits. Maybe a 3 or 4 year old beanfits. Right. 21. Yes.
This 1, 2, 3, 4. The fourth paragraph still. The data cannot be deleted for 7 years. And then what?
Eh? We already dealt with it.
Okay.
Colleagues, anything else on 21? Can we move to 22?
Chair, maybe just the third paragraph from the bottom of the page, the mayor has made that e-messages may be linked to the MAD.
Thank you.
The mayor has made it mentioned.
Supposed to be in 630 words, that's fine.
All right, also in paragraph 3. Maybe that last sentence under 9, the London Assembly Crime Committee handed a plague. Colleagues, anything else on 22? Can we move to 23? Honourable Mabitsha, we're very glad to see you, to keep the quorum afloat. Thank you. We're on page 23. Now, there's just one sentence maybe we should delete because it's quite, it's not clear. Paragraph 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. The body's quite critical of policing, and when they are praised, it means much more to the officers. I don't know what that means.
Maybe we can, I think when he did this presentation, he was referring to the fact that they usually are criticized. But when they are praised by some of the members of the police, they kind of appreciate it. So maybe we should just take it outside.
Okay. Okay.
They are able to proceed with criminal charges against officers, against not worked with.
What paragraph is that?
Same paragraph, okay. Paragraph 1, the last line.
Okay. Against officers. Anything else on page 23, colleagues? Can
yes.
We move to... Yes, Honourable Mbele.
Chair, under 11, second paragraph, third line, that should be goals, not goers. Just missing an L.
Thank you very much. Page 23, can we move to 24? Yes, Honourable Molibatsi.
This fourth paragraph.
Yeah.
The second line. The types of offences.
Thank you very much for that. Offending must be replaced by offences.
And then further in that same line, internet cyber enabled crimes are crimes.
Honourable Monobatsi, can you just give the reference? Is it the same paragraph?
The same paragraph, same line.
Yes, same line.
Result of the internet cyber enabled crimes. Oh, no, understand.
Chair, I think Honourable Monobatsi is correct. There's internet cyber enabled crimes, comma. So there must be a comma of crimes that are the most common types of crimes.
First sentence, the intention is to create. Then the second paragraph, in order to test, not test.
In order to test. In order to test. The second paragraph, first line, page 24. Thank you. Thank you, Mklongo.
Chair, page 24.
Yes.
The second last line, under 12, last line. After conviction, the sex offender has to report. Change that have to has to the police station.
Thank you very much, Honourable Bailey. Anything else on 24, colleagues? Can we move to 25?
Page 25, third paragraph, first line. Detective is just missing an S. Academy trains detectives. Line, I think just for accuracy, it's there's a word missing. It's not honor related crimes. It's honor killing related crimes because the offence or the phenomenon is called honor killings.
That's right. Thank you for that. Yes, Honourable Mulabatsi.
Still on 25, 13, the first one, the last sentence, considered for the inclusion in the review of the South African Police Act.
Yeah, thank you for that.
Chair, can we just go back to the issue? Honourable Mulabatsi's amendment. The honour-related crimes, it's not only killings. If you remember correctly, when he spoke about the killings, but also acid attacks. So some victims survived, but they were scarred.
Yeah.
So I think it should be honor-related crimes.
Okay, fair enough. Okay, fine. Anything else on 25, colleagues? And we then move to 26.
I think under number 6,
yes.
Organized criminal groups have set up bases in different countries, not bases.
Thank you, Honorable Muslungu.
Yes.
Honorable Malabatsi.
These two paragraphs on 8 and 9, they are, especially 9, it's too long with no comma. I don't know where to put that.
No.
Yeah, it's just a very lengthy sentence.
Maybe a comma after laundering. I don't know. They are better language experts in this room. After also. And conveyance is comma. I don't know. Thank you for that, Honorable Wolobatsi. Anything else on 26, colleagues? Can we go to 27? Honorable Malabasi?
11.
Yes.
I see there at the end it says who also is independent. And they've been talking about the Majesty's Inspectorate. Who also is it? Yeah.
Your disagreement. Yeah. Thank you. We go to 27, the recommendations. Colleagues, anything else on 27? And then we go to 28. Members are welcome to add anything they want to add.
Chair, at the conclusion.
Yes.
The portfolio committee visited the portfolio committee's visit. Was illuminating because there was considerable amount.
Thank you. Everybody happy with the findings and recommendations?
Yeah.
Okay. Right, can we then get a proposal for the adoption of the amended draft? Thank you, Honourable Tongu. Seconder? Honourable Markey. Thank you very much, colleagues. If we can then move quickly to the KZN oversight visit that was held between 31 July and 4th of August. And I think the date that should just be changed to today's date, 13 September. 2017. Shouldn't that first sentence be between 31 July and 4th August 2017? Conducted oversight to the KZN province between, or is it between? Yeah. Richards Bay, is there apostrophe or is it? Okay. Maybe just that last sentence under introduction, the word check. Maybe to evaluate or yeah, to oversee or yeah, check is just to replace that. Colleagues, anything else on one? Then we move to two. No, locations visited, I see Richards Bay doesn't got apostrophe now. So please advise. The date for the Chatsworth Police Station at the bottom of page 2.
3rd of August.
If we can just add that.
It's the 3rd of August.
Yeah, but I see the years. We're in 2015. I've got a different report.
Oh, it's not ever in my lifetime.
Maybe can you just check if
the dates are. Okay, I'll continue on this one. I just want to get a sense. Members, do you've got dates, the full dates on your report on page 2 at the bottom?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so they gave me, I don't know what report they gave me, of 2015.
Oh, no.
Informed that she's checked, Richards Bay does not have
Thank you.
So I was
I was quite...
Lunch will be where?
I thought, no, hang on a minute, I'm from KZN and I googled it, there's no. You did the same thing, yeah.
In my defense,
no defense.
In my defense, the last time I lived close to Richards Bay was before the age of 5. So
No, that's fine. Colleagues, can we go to, is everything fine on page 2? Can we go to page 3? Maybe
so the heading of 2 there. Yeah.
Apostrophe. Maybe that first paragraph, the second last sentence, the state of play in the province was. Wasn't it the state of policing? Or did I say play? Okay. Okay. Honourable Mulubatsi.
2.1. The third paragraph. The acting provincial commissioner reported that stations.
Yeah, that's correct. Thank you.
Did not have.
Thank you. Anything on
3? 2, 3, 4, 5. The fifth paragraph. The liquor outlets are providing. Oh. Providing the station with problems. I don't understand.
Maybe 2, 2, 4. Third line, Richards Bay again, just to.
Something just occurred to me. Now, we've adopted the other report already, but we didn't say thank you to the SAPS team that assisted us. So we do it in the report, isn't it?
Yeah, no, no. It's, I mean, we did it already
yeah.
by letter, so yeah. Anything on page 4, colleagues? Can we move to 5?
I'm not sure if I spelled this under 2.2.5, 1, 2, 3, the third line. The acting branch commander is at Itabanene. I'm not sure if it's spelled correctly, so I put it in the report. I don't think that's spelled correctly. So if one of the members can assist us with the spelling of that station. Third line under 2.25, acting branch commander is a banani.
Can't we get it? Google it quickly.
That's what we're doing, okay?
Colleagues, anything else on 5? Everybody happy? Can we move to 6?
Chair, we can't confirm whether or not the Tabanan is correct or not. It's not coming up on my Google Map searches.
I was looking
at the... Yes, Honorable Mulabatsi.
The paragraph from the top.
Yes.
40 second-hand dealers. Do you call them dealers or outlets?
Dealers. What town is this place near? There's no such place on a Google anything.
Richards Bay.
Richards Bay.
Maybe the last paragraph on page 6, the committee questioned the role of the cluster commander. Just that last sentence on page 6, there's a person responsible for management interventions in his interaction and support to the station. In his interaction, is that correct? In his support, okay. So we delete in his interaction. Colleagues, anything else on 6? Can we move to 7? Again, then on page 7, paragraph Richards Bay, first paragraph, second line.
maybe on the 231, second sentence, it is a rural area with a village and, or and a few.
We can take the end off. It is with a village, a few shops, and it's past the property.
Under 2-3, we say there's 40,000 people in the station area, and then, okay, the surface area is 150,000. Okay.
Okay.
Yes, Honorable Mulabatsi.
The one station profile. The second sentence from the bottom. It says 4 members per shift, comma.
Thank you for that, Honorable Vatsi. Got anything else on 7?
Yes, Chair. This is just on the station profile is Labisa 2.3.1. That square kilometer, that can't be right, Chair.
Maybe ask for Balwa and Pilot to check the in the presentations they gave us this. Is that bigger than the surface area of the country, I think?
Right, if we can just deal with it. Okay. Anything else on 7? Can we move to 8?
On 8,
the last paragraph, the members of the portfolio committee raised a number, not the number.
Yeah, thank you. Anything else on page 8, colleagues? Can we then move to 9?
Wanted to know where the detainees were held at the police station, comma, and whether the station had a victim empowerment facility.
Thank you. So, right, let's go to 9.
Third paragraph, page 9, first line, the do should be of the station should be does. The station does not have.
Thank you very much, Honorable Bailey. And then also fourth paragraph, Richards Bay.
.35, the last paragraph. The CPF is active and active.
will delete the second.
The other 80.
And
so they seem to be very active. Anything else on 9? Can we move to 10?
Chairperson,
yes.
The second paragraph, the last sentence. On 9. The
on
station
9.
Also not keep. Station, and the station does not keep.
Honourable Marky, can you just maybe repeat that?
3.3.5 second paragraph. Very last sentence. Actually, one please.
Right, can we go back to page 10?
Send the last sentence and the first paragraph. For the members at the station, as it is very shoddy and not fit for human habitation.
So, I didn't get that on the market. The members?
The last sentence in the first paragraph. Residential accommodation for the members at the station, as it is very shoddy.
As it is very shoddy. As it is very shoddy.
Thank you, Anum. Marky? Maybe on the station profile 3-1, second last line of the first paragraph, language spoken are Zulu. I mean, is there another language missing there?
Yeah, I just want to check that. I think they did indicate that there's another language spoken.
Mm-hmm.
English.
Yeah. Anything else on 10? Can we move to 11? Honourable Molabatsi.
Second paragraph, remove the last words.
Can you just repeat that?
Second paragraph. The committee questioned who the role players in the Royal Safety Forum was and what was the reason for the taxi violence in the station area. Full stop. Not was again.
did that. Thank you.
And still on page 10, sorry about that. Very last sentence. Infrastructure and roads in particular are proper.
Could you
just
thank you.
Chair? Yes, Honorable Mulabatsi.
3, 2, 1. The second line there, move to that word, what is it? This cluster map, what?
Thank you, Honorable Chair. I think what was explained was that the Slavisa station, it shouldn't be moved, it should be reported to, because they report to the to that cluster. So
yes.
I'm not sure about the spelling of that name, Honorable Mulabatsi.
I think maybe Honorable Mustongo might have.
Is it, is it the I'll check with the provincial management what the name of the cluster is off so that we get it correct. Thanks.
Maybe on a 3-2-2, maybe those first two sentences, the linkage. The SAPs reported that they did not have to have mountain bikes and houses in Ngoma and will have to receive training to use motorcycles. They've indicated that they have correspondence with the Department of Public Works as it has been a long-standing issue. So it's, is it the accommodation? Not necessarily the motorcycles. And bikes.
The accommodation, Chief, but also remember this was a response in relation to the question. When you challenge them about using mountain bikes and motorcycles, that's why they said they didn't have any training in it.
So maybe we must just in the second sentence then qualify that it's got to do with accommodation.
Okay, sure. And it should read they have corresponded, not correspondence.
Right, anything else on 11, colleagues? Can we go to 12?
The last paragraph there, on 11, where is this of was it Skepe or Skepe?
Skepe.
Skepe. He writes so. Oh. Hello.
Thank you. Then we go to page 12. That first sentence we must just qualify because it reads that the SAPs responded by indicating that the former MEC for police instructed them to work with the police. Now, if you read it, it seems like SAPs was instructed to work with the police. I mean, they're referring to that group, the vigilant group. So I think we must just qualify that.
Chair, on page 12, second paragraph under 3.3.1, the second last line, it should be a fitness trainer, not a fitness strainer.
I think strain is an excellent word to put there.
Yeah. I mean, it's true that fitness training is straining, but I think it's a trainer.
Thank you, Honourable Bailey. Have we dealt with 331, the second sentence there, with the travel with a travelling community? Is it with a travelling community of 60 to 100,000 commuters? With a travelling of the last paragraph. The station was also visited by the IPED, and the challenges with the DPW and the Department of Social Development is not working. What is not working? The telephone?
No, I think it's in relation. So it's true that the station was also visited by the IPED to examine the challenges with the DPW and the Department of the relationship with the chair.
No.
Shall we just put the full stop after the DPW and the Department of Social Development? The station was also visited by the IPED to examine the challenges for the DPW of the public work.
Yeah, but I mean, as you put it, I mean, IPED doesn't look at the challenges with the DPW. It's not so... So, I mean, we can maybe just say there was also visit, IPED also visited the station. And, I mean, maybe the challenges with regard to DPW was highlighted by the station commander.
Yeah, Chair, if I recall correctly, because I think I led the team on this section.
Yeah.
It was saying, because it was in that section of the monitoring tool asking about relations with stakeholders. So it was saying the station was visited by the IPED, and then there were challenges with DPW and that the relationship with social development is not working, something along those lines. There's challenges with DPW and social development.
Thank you for that, Honourable Bailey. Colleagues, anything else in 12? We go to page 13, detectives component. Just remember to call General Skitter at the next engagement on those cell phone contracts and the garages as well. Maybe that's one issue, but is the garages on our menu? No, we must include it. That's oversight. Please alert it when we discuss the program. Yeah, let's not personalize it. Yeah, okay. Rather than the name of the person. Anything else on 13 colleagues? Can we move to 14?
Chair, is there any chance that Etta Banana could be Ezi Bayeni? I mean, who took the notes?
I did.
So it was like you took it down as it sounded.
Yes,
let me just see if this Ezi Bayeni is the one nearby Richard. You were near Richards Bay, correct? Okay, I'll look it up. It might be this one.
If it was the name of a branch, the members would have known it by heart. Colleagues, anything else on 14? If there's nothing, can we move to 15? Public order policing unit.
In a capital letter, the other one in this are in small letters. Consistency.
Okay.
Thanks, Chair. It must be box capitals and there is a small letter, so I'll correct it.
I just want to know, is that 202 members for the whole of the province or is it only the unit in Pietermaritzburg?
Pietermaritzburg, Chair.
Otherwise, we won't be reporting correctly to Parliament, so I think we must just indicate public order policing unit Pietermaritzburg in the heading. Because then they're doing very well.
Yeah, just still on that first paragraph, yes. Third line, the first mention of kilometers 200,000, there's no S, but the second one does have S's. I think we just need to remove the S.
Thank you very
on
much.
On the second one. And then the next line, it talks about 473 peace marches. I think that's meant to be peaceful marches, is it not?
That's correct.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Honourable Bailey. Maybe on the second paragraph, in the middle. The 2017-18 allocation was up to 241 million and have been. Last sentence of that paragraph, they have been with two E's. We're on page 15.
The last paragraph, the first line, the chairperson thanked the POPs and the TRT for their presentation.
Yeah, thank you very much. Not all. Yes,
Honourable. Is it here where we had a demonstration of the...
Yes, that's correct.
...water cannon?
Yes.
So, don't we... put it in. Oh.
Chair, we can write it in. We can include the sentence that the committee observed a mock demonstration and incident handling during a peaceful demonstration.
Yeah.
Or violence.
No, sorry, Chair. Why are we not including the LIU? Because I believe they also make the presentation on the same day.
I think that might have been an omission, Honorable Mshlongo. Oh, in fact, we do have the NIU on page 20.
Oh, okay.
I think I will just move it to the same space because they were in the same space.
Yes.
Then. Oh no, actually they weren't in the same space. They were presenting at Umlazi. So they must be where the cabinet are in the report. If you remember, Honorable Mshlongo, they didn't present.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. No,
thank you.
No.
Thank you very much. Are we still on page 50? Anything else? Can we move by maybe then to page 16?
Chair, can I just point out some of the information here that's provided to the committee? I'm not sure if it can open the committee open to legal challenge here, because if you look at the second paragraph, she did indicate in the middle there, the 1, 2, 3, 4, the fourth line. In 2008, there was a paramilitary training camp based at Mashlaba near Ulundi, led by General Ngaba. Now, I'm not sure if we should include things like that.
Yeah, but I mean, wasn't this off the record meeting? It wasn't.
No. No, what I think also to be done here is just to highlight that we met with...
Yeah, no detail. I mean, that was the understanding, yeah. I mean, otherwise...
Yeah.
No, let's scrap it, because that was the understanding. That's
yes.
Off-the-record meeting.
Yes.
Sorry, Chief.
Please, that we can... Right, let's go then to Chatsworth Police Station on page 17.
Thank you.
Chair, just 5.1, last paragraph, last sentence. Should that not be the station has seen a reduction in absenteeism, not absentee management?
Thank you for that, Honourable Bele.
Just to go back to this weird writing here, the closest one I can station I can find that starts with an E would be ESIKHALENI, and that is 27 minutes away from Richards Bay, which sounds to me, there's another one 4 hours, I think it's too far, but that one might be the one you're looking for.
But we'll ask you to follow up with the provincial
management.
Thank you very much, Honourable Colabana.
We are
on 17, yes.
The issue, right at the bottom, the issue of drugs in the Chatsworth area was a very serious one, not another issue.
Colleagues, anything else on 17? Can we move to 18? Maybe the last sentence under 5.4, in this respect, indicated that there has to be more reining in training in COVID, maybe training in COVID surveillance areas as well.
The last paragraph on 5.4 is general chapter with an E or an A.
E.
Yeah, maybe again the issue of regional commissioner and also then deputy national commissioner management interventions. Anything else on 18, colleagues? Can we move to 19?
maybe under 563, second paragraph, second last sentence, or third last sentence, the security of dockets at the station. Colleagues, anything else on 19? Can we go to 20? Thank you.
To say was better managed than Nongom.
That's what I said. Yeah. Anything else on page 20? Can we move to 21?
Subs garages. The last sentence there. The RT46 agreement must be capital.
Thank you very much, Irvin. Anything else on 21? Can we move to 22? Second sentence, third line. Members pointed out that the SAPS has to respond to what the three things, or three, maybe plural, three things they needed to do. There's three things. Is it single Thank you. Thank you. Anything else on page 22? Can we move to 23? Honorable Mulabatsi.
The second sentence from the bottom. The chairperson indicated that he had had enough and decided to call the acting.
Thank you for that, Honorable Batsi.
Ah, there it is. Sorry, I just got an SMS back. It is spelled like this, N for Nelly, T-A-M for Mary, B-A-N-A-N-A. So you're close. Ntambanana. Okay, you got it. That's it.
B-A-N-A.
B-A-N-A-N-A. N-T-A-M for Mary, B-A-N-A-N-A. Okay, Ntambanana. That's from a guy who lives up there.
Thank you very much.
Done.
Thank you.
Yes, yes. Really, it's nearly 2 o'clock. I've got to almost leave for my plane.
Colleagues, anything else on 23?
Nothing.
Can we move to 24? Maybe under 9.1, second paragraph, last sentence, the committee also wanted to know when, so to know that, you know, top.
Chair, that next paragraph under 9.1, officers of the two premiers, that apostrophe should be taken out.
Yep. Colleagues, anything else on 24?
Yes.
Can we go to 25?
24.91,
yes.
First paragraph, almost at the end, and whether there was any upgrade on the CCTV cameras.
Thank you very much, Honorable Batsi. Thank you.
I just want to know, 9-4, that response from DPCI, is it correct, South African Revenue Services, SARS?
This is what they said. I remember this very, very distinctly. I'm just the members can say something else. But I mean, that's the way I recorded it. Could be National Treasury, but they spoke about SARS. It's in the notes as SARS.
But what will they get the support from SARS? On what? Doesn't add up. Can anybody remember?
I will check it, Chief.
John. Yeah, state security. It can't be SARS. So. Thank you, pilot. Right, colleagues, anything else on 25? Can we go to 26? Maybe just on page 10, provincial detectives, line 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. A total of 1,652 detectives were trained at in the resolving crime.
That must be okay.
Thank you. Anything else on 26, colleagues? Can we go to 27? Strongly worded report, but that's what we found it. Thank you very much, on the number. Anything else on 27? Can we move to 28?
maybe to page 28 on the SAPS garages, maybe also the issue Honourable Malabachi raised, that the acting national commissioner, not the national commissioner. Colleagues, anything else on 28? Can we move to 29? We're nearly there.
So just very quickly on 28.
Yes.
Under SAPS garages, line 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, vehicles, especially the Danielos, were in the garages for long periods. It's missing an S in period.
Thank you very much, Honourable. Maybe on page 29 under recommendations 3, again the issue of acting national commissioner. Irvin already made an appointment.
Chair, under specialized unit 29, I'm not sure if we already picked up on it. Committee commended the specialized units, that should be POPS, not POSS.
Thank you very much.
That on under cluster commanders, the committee expressed its concerns about the efficiency. Spelling.
Anything else on 29? Can we go to 30? Yes. Yeah, thank you very much. Not Ed. Thank you. We're on page 30. I think is the best approach. Yeah, I think maybe we must just add human settlements.
On page 30, recommendation 15, just the spelling of Moirane, Commission of Inquiry, the C must be taken out.
Okay, thank you very much. just want to know on page 30, 17, shouldn't it also include detection? Because remember, the big issue is detection rate. The committee recommends that the provincial and station level detectives increase their low conviction rate statistics. But I mean, the big issue is detection in that province. Huge. Right, colleagues, that is the report. Can we maybe get in a proposal? Honourable Basi, second, Honourable, thank you very much, colleagues. Thank you very much for that. Colleagues, then the last item is the proposed program. Now, as we've indicated yesterday to the colleagues, that we've got a bit of a challenge in that first week due to the fact that the report must be in Parliament on the 16th, and if the China trip goes ahead, then it will put us in a position that we within a week must adopt that PRRR report. So what we propose, colleagues will see, in that first week that we come on the Monday, for those who can arrive at 9, because we will start with the AG. And then we will try and do program 1 and 2 on the Monday, the whole day. Then day 3 is then the rest of SAPS. And then the Wednesday is IPET and the Civilian Secretariat. Then we'll allow the Thursday for the Secretariat to finalize the reports through the night. And then we aim on the Friday to adopt. But Honourable Karabanat, you raised the issue of Monday. Yes.
Yeah, look, it was just that if we could shift that even to 9:30 on that Monday, then I can probably scream in from the airport and make it. But otherwise, I'm going to miss an hour, you know, half an hour or so of the meeting, and I'd hate to do that. But I certainly can't come here on a Sunday night and then spend the next 5 or 6 days here. That just can't happen.
What is the member saying? 9:30 on a Monday.
Does anyone mind if we do it at 9:30? Thank you.
Right, colleagues, then that's the first week. The second week will be then the international tour, 9 to 13 October, if all the signatures can be acquired. Then Tuesday the 17th of October is for adoption of outstanding minutes and reports. Then we still need to deal with the CIRA first quarterly and the annual report as well as the second one. Then Tuesday the 24th, we have put down the issue of public works on the SAPS DPCI portfolios accommodation, but we will also include IPET, if we can include that. And then Wednesday the 25th, we propose that we invite the KZN police management in the light of our report, that they must give us a follow-up on all the issues that we've picked up during that report. Now, Honourable Members, we have just flagged during our discussion the issue of the government garage, but or SAPS garage. Maybe we can use one of the other dates, because we need a full morning on that. It's really a crisis. Then also on the same day, a report back from SAPS Western Cape Management regarding the Mitchell's Plain and Bellville South issues. I see in the newspapers today the issue of the possible suspensions is already in the public domain, but we need a feedback on the investigation progress, and also about the station management on the 25th. Then colleagues will remember that we got an indication, I think, from the Secretary of Police, or from the police yesterday, that the crime stats will be announced in the next 2 weeks. Now, in the previous 2 or 3 years, we had good cooperation from SAPS in the ministry, and we were part of that process. It was done at portfolio committee level, but now it will be in the recess. But even if it happens in the next 2 weeks, we need the actual evaluation of that stats from let's say from an academic perspective, but also from a research perspective. So what we want to do on that date is to analyze the crime stats on that day.
Oh, so that's not the release?
No, the release, I presume, will be in the next 2 weeks. But we need a proper analysis, of what is the state of it and so on, so that we, after the release, that we do that. So that is the proposal with regard to that. Because I think yesterday from RSS we got a good perspective of the real trends, and that's what we need to deal with. Wednesday the 1st of November we proposed the SAP second quarter. Tuesday the 7th the IPED SCP second quarter. and then Wednesday, the 8th of November, during our joint meeting with the Finance Committee and DTI, we had some glimpses of the high-profile cases that the DPCI is currently doing, but we as a committee hasn't really received this year a full report on all those high-profile cases. So we need a session with DPCI. High-profile cases, but also rhino poaching, we need an update, and also the firearms and drugs units. And then the DPCI judge, there needs to be a new appointment, so we need to meet with the new incumbent if that person is appointed, and also the annual report. Then Tuesday the 14th is currently open, and maybe we must use that for the SAPS garage, SAPS garages matter.
Yeah.
Because it's really affecting policing all over. If members agree that we put that on the table. Then there was, I think, previously a proposal from Honorable Bailey and others, and also from Kusatu about this gender-based violence and violent crime summit. 2 days. Irvin, can you quickly just indicate the progress and the program?
Thank you, Honorable Chair. We have scheduled the dates the 15th and 16th of November. And it ties in with the 16 days of activism. It's just before the 16 days of activism. And Kusatu has sent a memorandum to the Speaker, and she's now officially approached the committee through the Chair to deal with this matter. So we've been having planning meetings with Ilita Vapantu, a gender-based organization, and we're going to have it the first day. It will be a two-day conference. The first day will be gender-based violence and crimes against children, and then the second day will be crimes of a general nature, so violent crimes that's affecting the country. And one can the theme would be group crimes, so rural, farm, gang violence, drugs, firearms, and so forth. During the second term, we hope that the Speaker can open the conference and that the chairperson of the National Council of Provinces can close it. There's 10 committees involved. We've tried to source all the committees that are involved with crimes against women and children, that oversees the health, social development, justice, and then all the select committees as well to come on board. We're having another planning meeting tomorrow on at the COSATA offices to formalize the and finalize the program. And then we're going to get the chairpersons of the other committees to be part of the chairing of the sessions. And then we're inviting 250 people. If we take the committee membership, the 10 committees, it's about 110 people. And then the rest will come from government departments and civil society. We're hoping to get a big enough venue like the Old Assembly Chamber or the Group Chamber for that conference to happen. At the end of it, there will be a press conference that will be chaired by our chair because our committee initiated it. Then look at how the departments have responded to gender-based violence. We're inviting academics as well, Chair, to provide papers on what is happening in the gender-based violence arena. Thank you, Chair.
We'll also use members of the committee maybe in the panel, so be ready. You will be called upon. Right, members, so that is for 15 and 16 November. Then, colleagues will remember our interaction with CPS and the SAPS on the DVA. So the week after that, we want to the Civilian Secretariat and SAPS to come back. And all the provinces, you know, regarding our previous engagement. What is the progress? What are they doing? You know, so it's a progress report. And then the proposal is the 22nd of November, the oversight visit to the Western Cape, the Delft area, the OSC gang unit there, to look at their situation. And then the second last meeting, the proposal is that we invite SAPS and SSA on the turnaround strategy regarding vetting of CI and senior members of SAPS. That's been an issue all along and it's still an issue. So we need the feedback on that. And then the last meeting would be adoption of outstanding minutes and reports. So members, it's open for discussion. Yes. Any input? Are members happy? But I mean, if there's any other breaking issues that might come in the next month or two, of course we will maybe add meeting days, but we will come to the committee. Okay.
Thank you very much, honorable members. Thank you. If I can just see honorable Mshlongu and honorable Mbele. Thank you. Thank you. And honorable Webu.
I will do everything possible.
Don't forget to see your doctor next
time. Yeah, madame. How are you?
Okay, are you going to...
No, it's
I'll wait for you.
What?
You
don't
I'll keep you the version before it goes.